Coversil's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Sean Masha Dodd, who is now the Commonwealth champion. Morning, Masha.
Morning, Steve. Morning, guys.
How does that sound?
Especially when you wake first thing in the morning, great.
You sound like you've had a rough night there, Masha.
No, do you know what, Steve? I went to Sandy Rovers last night. I was invited. It was the football team's presentation. And I just enjoyed a nice three-course meal. And just the entertainment, mate. I think I come home. I was shattered. I come home last night. I went straight to bed. But I set my alarm at 7 this morning because I've got taking me one of my dogs to the vet to have it spayed. So there's no more pup. I've got enough.
Right, let's reflect on the weekend's action then. Lee Appleyard was the man you were facing.
Yeah.
And the first round was a torrent from himself. He came on you pretty strong, didn't he? You had a game plan, but perhaps you weren't expecting to face that straight away.
Do you know, Steve, funny enough, I said, the way he spoke in his interviews and the way they are and, you know, things happened in the past, I said that I'm expecting him to come out in the first three rounds and probably try and take me out. But and then if that doesn't work, he may then go to try and outbox me and maybe win on points or something. So I was expecting a quick start from him. But the thing was, I thought I was well out of range when he let them shots go. He didn't come out aggressive. He did come out on the front foot to force the pace. But I thought I was well out of range. And when them shots landed, obviously I went. So it just made me just realise that when I was that much out of distance, that's when he was dangerous. I had to bring the fight close to him, keep it mid short to short distance, and take it from there, really, mate.
It was the best you boxed, though. When you'd done the 12 rounds, when you'd got the measure of him, it looked fantastic. It felt like you'd taken a step up there, Sean.
Yeah, and before the fight, like the couple of days, you know, once all the work was done, I was having the media work and the build up and stuff. I remember sitting to myself saying, you know, this is the time I have to step up now and show people, because I knew how good Lee was, I knew what was going to be expected from him. And just to show that I'm here and I'm here to stay, and I'm basically going to prove myself that I'm a little bit better than unorthodox awkwardness, you know what I mean? I can box a little bit. I've got a brain in the boxing game.
The man who christened you the bogeyman was ringside as well. probably had a word with Johnny Nelson afterwards. It's great to fight in front of your home fans, isn't it? You got a brilliant reception. Yeah. And afterwards, once you put that belt round your waist in the dressing room, I bet you felt magnificent about it all weekend.
Yeah, relief, Steve. It's always relief. But that relief, you want it with a smile. You know, you want something to show for it, because I put absolutely everything into training camp. I don't see me kids. I've seen Brody. I didn't see him for 6 weeks solid at one stage, and then I only seen 15 minutes, and then I didn't see him for another 4 weeks for the rest of the camp. You know, I had my pups as well, so I was looking after a little alone, so I'm looking after the dogs. I'm training twice, sometimes three times a day. I give it me all to get the win, but to get the Commonwealth title as well. Unbelievable. I just it was emotional for me, but just at that stage, I don't think he had anything left in me to cry or let anything go. So it's still probably sinking in. I haven't had a chance to really, really, you know. I got up Sunday morning, and the first thing he done was phone for me little boy, and he was dropped off at 9 o'clock. I had him for the day, took him up with some dinner with the family, and then went to see Sammy Rovers get the trophies last night, the awards even. That was brilliant. and then straight to bed last night, and then set me alarm for 7 this morning, but obviously I've just been able to get up. I'm feeling a little bit achy this morning after the Doms, the 2 days on delayed onset. Feeling a little bit sore and achy, but I feel great. Big smile, mate, and I feel absolutely on top of the world. I really do.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.